USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Governor Ron DeSantis applauding the decision by a federal judge in Florida to temporarily block the Biden administration's policy to release some migrants crossing the southern border into the U.S.
From really the beginning of this administration, any time Florida could do something to make an impact, we have done it. We did beat them on catch and release. We're able to go back to that court and get the injunction yesterday.
The ruling comes as the pandemic era rule Title 42, which allowed authorities to quickly expel migrants, ends. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas calls the ruling very harmful. The man accused of using a deadly chokehold on a New York City subway train is out on bail after being charged with manslaughter. Daniel Penny did not enter a plea during his arraignment this afternoon. Penny, a Marine vet, is seen on video applying a chokehold to Jordan Neely on a subway train last week after passengers say Neely was acting out and threatening riders. Penny's attorney says Penny risked his own life and safety for the good of his fellow passengers. A swarm of moderate to large earthquakes continue to rattle Northern California.
The largest was magnitude 5.5, and then we had a large aftershock that was a 5.2.
That's Paul Caruso. He's a geophysicist at the USGS National Earthquake Center in Golden, Colorado. The main quake and the more than 21 aftershocks were all centered about 110 miles northeast of Sacramento. People some 260 miles away in San Francisco said they felt the shaking from the 5.5 tremor. Pilots with United Airlines are preparing to hold protests today. Employees are expected to picket in Orlando, Denver, and eight other cities. They're asking for higher pay and better work conditions. Officials have not said whether this will impact any flights. This is USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden will deliver the commencement speech tomorrow for the graduating class at Howard University. The head of the historically black university says they're excited to welcome the president and recognize him for his relentless work uplifting our communities that have been historically left behind. Former NBA champion Dwight Howard's being criticized on Chinese social media for calling Taiwan a country. The eight-time NBA All-Star is now a player in Taiwan's basketball league and appeared in a video Wednesday saying he's gained a whole new appreciation of the country. The comment has caused a viral backlash in China. A piece of history is washed up on the Texas shoreline. Visitors to Mustang Island State Park found a huge block made out of rubber sheets that had been floating in the water for decades.
From a German cargo ship that was sunk in 1944 off the coast of Brazil.
Park Ranger Eric Ehrlich says these World War II era relics come from the SS Rio Grande, which was a German ship carrying tin, copper, cobalt, and these crude rubber bales. Astronomers have identified a cosmic explosion 100 times the size of our solar system. The biggest cosmic explosion ever observed suddenly started blazing in the distant universe more than 3 years ago. Astronomers now say they believe the explosion is a result of a vast cloud of gas that was violently disrupted by a supermassive black hole nearly 8 billion light years away. Dave Collins, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.